Our scripture reading this morning comes from 2 Timothy 1, verse 12, and then 1 John, verse 5, 9 through 12. 2 Timothy. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have beloved, and I am convicted that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. 1 John. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which is he has given about his son. Whoever believes in his son, in the Son of God, accepts the testimony. Whoever does not believe in God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and his life is in his son. Whoever has the son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So this morning, it's Life in the Son is the name of my sermon. The song we just sang, Because He Lives, I would like for you to listen to the chorus. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. This particular song means a lot to me. There's been times in my life that have not gone so well. Got a divorce. Parents have passed. No job. No money. But I've always made it through. I always knew that God would help me out. Some way, somehow. Doesn't mean he's going to make things easy for us. I remember my daughter. Oh, she was third or fourth grade, something like that. And one evening she called me. She didn't want to. Her mother made her. And she had to tell me what happened that day at school. What happened was a little boy had kicked a little girl. He had a pair of tennis shoes on. And it hurt the little girl, and she cried. But my daughter decided she was going to take matters in her own hands. She went over and kicked the little boy back. Deal is, my daughter had cowboy boots on. Yeah, hard soles. It wasn't tennis shoes. And it really hurt the little boy and left pretty good mark and pretty good bruise. And so she had to call me and tell me that the next day she had to go in and talk to the principal. And I told her, I said, do you want me to go with you? And she kind of hem-hawed around, and I said, honey, I said, here's the deal. You did wrong. You know you did wrong. You shouldn't kick the little boy. And I'm not going to defend you, but I will be there to hold your hand, and I will be there in support of you, but I'm not going to defend you. What you did was wrong. I kind of believe that that's the way God is to us. He's there for us. He helps us through things. He gives us encouragement. And without his son, Jesus Christ, we would not have eternal life. I believe that Christ rose from the dead. That is something that I truly believe. As I've listened and learned about certain things, one of the things that I've learned is that there is more evidence that Jesus Christ went to the cross than there is proof that Herod was even a ruler. That amazes me. That there's more proof for his crucifixion than there was any rulers or anything at that time. It's kind of funny. And we know that whenever the Roman soldier pierced Christ's side, that it came out blood and water. We know that. That's what the Bible tells us. What we know through medical today is that there is a sac around the heart that contains water. And it's kind of funny because the water is baptism, and yet the blood is also a symbol of our communion, death and resurrection. For me, Christ rose from the dead. I saw a little skit about that. And the skit went kind of like this. That there was the 11 apostles, and they were all sitting around wondering what to do. And one of them said, "I got an idea. We'll go steal his body out of the tomb. We'll go steal it." And all these other, you know, there was like 9 of them just, "Yeah, we'll do that. We'll make sure that he you know, they can't find his body, and we'll say he rose from the dead." And then there's this one apostle says, "Hey guys, so what's going to happen afterwards?" And then one other one said, "Well, we're going to get beaten and tortured, and we're going to die. We're going to be crucified." I don't believe the apostles did anything with Christ's body. That skit was humorous, and it was meant to be funny. But I don't think that the apostles did. I believe he rose from the dead. I believe that with my heart. It also says, I believe it's in Mark, I may be mistaken, but it says that not only when Christ died on the cross, there was people that rose from the dead as well. And I didn't realize that. Something I've learned in the last week. If you have a question about Christ being alive, stop and think. If it wasn't for him rising from the dead, what would our life be worth living? For me, I get up of a morning and I thank the good Lord that I'm alive. I heard one old man put it one time that he was vertical. And I like the way he put that. He was vertical. And that was, I just love that. About that. So here I am. I'm back to the song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth living just because he lives. Isn't that a beautiful song? Bill Gaither wrote that song in 71. And that says a whole lot to me. Christ is risen. And I absolutely love it. It's just miraculous to me. I'm a father, and I know there's a lot of fathers and mothers out here today. And for you to sacrifice your child, how tough would that be for everybody else? I couldn't do it. But God gave his only son for us. If you'll pray with me. Lord, thank you for your son and what he has done for us individually and as a congregation. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us, for me. I am unworthy of your love, but because of your grace, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Amen.